Good morning, I'm Randall DeWitt, KORN News Radio FM 101.3 and AM 1490, and it is time for another Ask the Expert, and our guest this morning is Dr. Seth Sievertson with Legacy Spinal Care. He's here to answer very important questions in relation to spinal care, anything that you may need to know about the topic. Good morning, sir, and thanks so much for coming in.
Hey, good morning, Randall. Thanks for having me. It's an honor.
Really appreciate you being here. Let's start off with your background. How did you get involved in this field?
Yeah, thanks. It starts really a long time ago. I shoe horses. I was lifting my anvil out of the back of my pickup and I got a pain in my stomach. Come to find out, I had a hernia, and I called my chiropractor. He said, "Hey, why don't you let me work on you?" And he did, and my hernia healed itself. It went away and kind of sparked my career.
Yeah. At that point, thinking, this is a field that I can help people in.
Yeah, it was pretty amazing. I mean, it's kind of a phenomenal story. I avoided a surgery. I was a young guy, and so really sparked a passion to help people.
And you do normal chiropractic work as well as a focus with upper cervical correction. Give us an example of what that is.
Yeah, exactly. So upper cervical, I mean, to put it shortly, I tell people, I put your head on straight. You know, we've all walked around, you see people's heads kinked off one way or the other. And the long and the short of it is, we balance the top of the neck, the skull, if you will, the head, over top of the spine to alleviate both physical stress but neurological stress on the rest of the body.
What are some of the issues that people may not know that they might not need this kind of a service, or that they do? Because sometimes somebody might not know, my back hurts or this other part hurts. How do you know when it's a chiropractic issue?
Yeah, that's a great question. So we're big advocates of checking people. So we talk about checking folks all the time. You know, we get our eyes checked, you get your oil checked, you get your teeth checked, and nobody checks your spine. And so we check you. And so what we do is we invite people in and we just take a look. Hey, is this something that's indicated or not? And then as far as a condition standpoint, you know, once the body begins to break down, there's a lot of symptoms, if you will, that can be linked back to this area. And there's a lot of supportive research that says that. In fact, one cool one, if I may, is high blood pressure has been linked back to having your top of your neck misaligned.
Interesting. What are some of the other symptoms that somebody may experience that may lead them to think, I need some chiropractic work?
Sure. So, you know, it's the classic stuff. People have got neck pain, back pain, headaches, migraines, that sort of thing. But the fun cases for us in our office is the people that come in that maybe they don't have an answer to why they're feeling the way they are. So, you know, honestly, we've taken care of lots of people with digestive issues and fibromyalgia. We've even got patients with MS. Of course, migraines is near and dear to my heart. It's kind of another part of my story. Kids with bedwetting, it runs the gamut. And again, you know, it's not that I take care of those issues. I just help people's body heal itself. And those issues, fortunately, tend to get better.
Dr. Seth Sievertson joining us this morning of Legacy Spinal Care. Many great questions have been submitted. We want to get to a few of those now. What can I expect on my first visit? Someone gets in there. What are they looking for to happen that first time?
Yeah, so I'm going to sit down with them. I mean, we're called Legacy Spinal Care for a reason. And part of that is I really do care. And we want to sit down and visit and figure out, hey, are you in the right spot? Do your goals match what we offer? And so we're going to sit down and visit, find out if you're in the right spot. And if so, then we're going to do an exam. We take specific x-rays of the spine so we know best how to take care of somebody. And then from there, we come back. And surprisingly, people aren't used to being showed their films or their exam findings, but we sit down with them, we show them and explain them, and then come up with, hey, what's a good plan for you going forward?
For those who have never had any chiropractic care, a big question comes up, is it painful? And if you do find some issue there, some problem, is it painful to correct?
Yeah, that's a really good question. You know, of course, it always depends on the person. Maybe if they're in a really acute pain, they're going to be very sensitive. Generically speaking, the approach that we use is not painful. It's really, really light. It's really gentle. You can get sore after adjustments, right? That's pretty common anytime you're working on the body. But for the most part, no.
And are adjustments overall pretty safe?
Yeah, absolutely. Yep. The safety behind them is really not a question as far as the approach that we use. And I say that because that research study that I cited before, one of the lines they put in this was we found zero side effects. And so, yes, it's very gentle, very safe.
Dr. Seth Sievertson joining us this morning on this edition of Ask the Expert of Legacy Spinal Care. We hear that term a lot, sciatica. First of all, what is that, and can you help with that?
Yeah, so sciatica is a group of nerves that comes off of your tailbone and your lower back, and it goes down your leg. And if you've ever had it, it causes horrible pain, right? This sort of searing, sharp pain down the back of your leg. It's really common. People in their 40s and 50s get it routinely. And yes, we've had great results with it. So again, we look back to what we think is the cause of the problem and then address that from the spinal side and then just let the body begin to heal itself and take care of itself.
Another very important question that came in, and this is important to myself as well because I get these headaches. Sometimes people get them even worse, those migraine headaches. Can chiropractic care, especially the focus that you have, help with migraines and headaches?
Yeah, so can I tell you a little bit about my story?
Absolutely.
So that's the other reason that I got into chiropractic, and specifically this is I was having migraines every 10 days like clockwork, like laying on the couch, you know, just a horrible husband, a horrible dad. I was not a fun person to be around. And ironically, I was getting adjusted routinely. Like I was under chiropractic care and it just wasn't getting to the bottom of it. And so I found this upper cervical approach. I drove like 9 hours to this guru master that did it. And he began to work on me and my migraines began to go away and like they're no longer a part of my life. And so it's a big passion of mine to take care of those folks with migraines and headaches and see those results. And typically they respond really well to this style of care.
Now going on to after the procedure, someone comes in and they figure that you can help them with this problem. So we do the adjustments and any other chiropractic work that is needed. Recovery mode. Is there anything particular that needs to be done in recovery, or is it just kind of a rest and get through it type thing?
Yep. Good question. So we have specific stretches and exercises that we tailor to each person specifically, like maybe they've got different stressors in their life or they need a specific style of stretch or exercise. So once we get into care, then we sort of hand tailor that to whatever their needs are to help support and recover.
Dr. Seth Sievertson with us this morning of Legacy Spinal Care on this edition of Ask the Expert. Another very important question that did come in because, you know, a lot of adults go for this kind of work. What about children? Are procedures safe for children? And is it a different sort of a mechanism or different procedure since they're smaller?
Yeah. You know, there's definitely considerations because they're smaller, right? And it's not just that they're smaller. It's just how we take care of them. But absolutely, it's safe. I check my kids every week and I've been checking them since they were birth. I remember checking them even in the hospital because, you know, honestly, birth can be traumatic. They can grab their neck and help guide it out. And that can set up kids with problems right away. And so it is definitely safe for kids. But again, we always advocate checking and not just adjusting for no reason. We want to have prime indicators of why we would.
We talked about migraines and headaches. I also do want to focus on the neck because that's a big problem and a big reason why many people do go to a chiropractor. Things that are affected by the neck pain, is there other bodies as well as the neck, other parts of the body as well as the neck that you guys can focus on in a general sense? If it is that neck pain, do you focus straight on that and will that help all the other areas?
Yeah, so again, a great question. So we definitely take a full spine or a full body look at people and then we begin to address from there where they might have an issue. That being said, when your neck misaligns, because of the way it's positioned and the neurology behind it, it can affect a lot of things below it. And so what I mean is, again, so we have people come in and maybe they've got breathing issues or allergies. And again, not that I treat those, but when we get that neck back on center, the body begins to heal and repair itself. And so there's a gamut of things that can be linked to your neck.
Dr. Seth Sievertson joining us this morning of Legacy Spinal Care. We're talking about everything related to the subject on this edition of Ask the Expert. Where are you guys located?
Yeah, so we're over on the bypass, 409 South Ullman. I tell folks we're located right next to Cromer Plumbing. We're in the GF Advertising Building, so they're on the west side of the road, 409 South Ullman.
All right, give us any websites, phone numbers, things like that where people can call you, get in touch with you if they have something that maybe they want to discuss with you.
Great. So if you want to connect with us, we're on Facebook, Legacy Spinal Care. We try to put out some funny videos, some good content there once in a while. So please check us out there. The website is drsievertson.com, drsievertson.com, and then 292-2992 if you want to ask us any questions or give us a call.
All right, and for that great one piece of advice, if someone is thinking about this, but maybe a little bit skeptical, I don't know if I want to get into a chiropractic situation, what would be the first piece of advice that you'd give them?
Yep, so my advice always just, hey, give us a call. Let's have a talk about it over the phone even. And from there, we get a pretty good feel for if they're calling the right spot and if we think we can match their goals. So it's really, really easy. Takes a couple of minutes, just a phone call.
Valuable insight this morning. Dr. Seth Sievertson with us of Legacy Spinal Care, answering all of your important questions on this important topic. Thank you so much for coming in. Learned a lot today.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Appreciate it.